Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief, brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic, and I'm Maya Palacio. You would have now heard about the tragic incident that left a 19-year-old dead after a vehicle collision and a family mourning, while the Bermuda Police Service has now confirmed the death of 19-year-old as Dimitri Edwards, who was seriously injured in a reported two-vehicle collision involving a motorcycle and a truck that occurred on Friday, November the 1st. Despite all life-saving efforts, Dimitri was pronounced dead at the hospital. The Bermuda Police Service extends sincere condolences to his family and friends, and a BPS family liaison officer has been providing relevant support to the family of Mr. Edwards. The investigation to this matter continues, and any witnesses who have not already come forward or persons with permanent knowledge about the circumstances of this fatal collision are encouraged to contact Constable Rollins of the Road Policing Unit on 717-2123. You could also speak with an officer whom you know. Meanwhile, in relation to this matter, I had the opportunity to speak to the Honorable Mark Bean, the leader of the Free Democratic Movement, who actually shared with me that Dimitri Edwards is his godson. And here's a message that he said during our interaction.
I can't even say anything to one of my best friends right now because the pain that he has only could require me to be silent. And when I get to see him, I'm just going to hold him and comfort him. All right? Now, the way his family and what his family are going through right now, there are so many other families who have been through it before. Our young people are being lost for a multitude of reasons. And whatever the reason it is, the pain remains the same for those who they leave behind.
In other news, while I also had the opportunity to engage with the Honorable Mark Bean on other circumstances, mainly relating to coalition in Bermuda and what that would look like and how far he is willing to go to actually provide a coalition government in Bermuda.
For the sake of this country, I'm quite willing to step aside as the leader of the FDM for a coalition government, or if there was a need for anything else beyond a coalition government, because a coalition can be frail because of these different ideas and whatnot, and it might be more effectual for everyone to come under one umbrella. I would be quite willing to step aside as the leader of the FDM if that was the case. I encourage, if it was to become under one umbrella, that umbrella would be the Free Democratic Movement. You know why? Because the OBA and the independents, they have one stigma that's attached to them, which actually paralyzes them politically. Anytime it's raised, it just shuts them down. They have no response. And that is something that the PLP utilize whenever it's necessary. And we call it in Bermuda, call it the race car.
And in your sports-related news, Rhode Island FC won its first ever playoff match on Sunday, defeating Indy 11th 3-2. As you may very well know, Rhode Island's football coach is home to Bermuda's Kano Smith, who is the first head coach and general manager in Rhode Island FC history. He was appointed back in 2023, while the win over Indy 11th was the RIFC's first in three meetings with the Indiana club, and the second time netting three goals against the Boys in Blue. RIFC is now unbeaten in its last seven matches, tallying four multi-goal performances and scoring 20 goals in the span. Up next, Rhode Island FC will travel to number one overall seed and the 2024 USL Championship Players Shield winners Louisville City FC for an Eastern Conference semifinal match on Saturday, November the 9th at 7:30 p.m. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.